A doctor who stands with you during your recovery from cancer. That's what all of us would want. Hello and welcome to another Shan's Healthcast. I'm Garrett Hall, and today I have with me one of those doctors who's not afraid to go into battle with you on your road to recovering from cancer. It's Dr. Scott Gilbert, a UF Assistant Professor of Urologic Oncology. He's here with me in the studio today.
Thank you, Garrett. It's a pleasure to be here today.
And Dr. Gilbert is an expert in treating many different types of urologic cancer. Stay tuned, and at the end of this healthcast, I'll tell you how you can get in touch with Dr. Gilbert or one of his UF colleagues. Dr. Gilbert, first, a little bit about you. Where did you train and get started?
I received my medical degree from Columbia University Medical School and urology training at Columbia University Medical Center in New York City, and then went on to a urologic oncology fellowship at the University of Michigan.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Gilbert. And give our listeners a quick glimpse into what the UF Genitourinary Oncology Program is all about.
Our Genitourinary Oncology Program at the University of Florida and Shands is a multidisciplinary clinical program aimed to provide high-quality, comprehensive, and coordinated care for patients with several urologic malignancies, including prostate, kidney, bladder, and testis cancer. We partner with our radiation and medical oncologists in tailoring and individualizing a treatment plan for every single patient that comes through the clinic. We also have a weekly multidisciplinary clinic where we discuss the most complex cases so that we can get input from all aspects from cancer providers.
What types of cancer do you see and treat most often?
As many men know, prostate cancer is a major health concern in the United States. There are approximately 190,000 cases per year diagnosed across the country. Because of the early diagnosis and detection of prostate cancer, because of a wider spread use of prostate-specific antigen, we're seeing younger men with earlier stage disease who have the ability to be cured with either surgery or radiation therapy. Bladder cancer is the second most common type of cancer of the GU tract. Its incidence has increased in recent years because of smoking. It can present as a non-invasive disease that tends to recur but can be managed successfully just with a simple endoscopic procedure looking into the bladder and resecting these small papillary tumors. Kidney cancer is on the rise across the country, and there are approximately 50,000 cases of kidney cancer diagnosed each year now. And testis cancer is not a very common type of cancer, but is the most common type of cancer found in men between the ages of 20 and 35.
I didn't know that. You and your colleagues treat cancer both at the beginning stages and at the most advanced stages through a range of traditional surgical procedures and advanced and novel therapies. Talk about some of those.
We employ most current radiation techniques, including image-guided radiation therapy and intensity-modulated radiation therapy. And our diagnostics are cutting edge as well. We use the latest technology in MRI and CT scan for diagnosing and staging patients with urologic malignancies. We also have ablative technologies, which include cryoablation, radiofrequency ablation, and of course the robot-assisted laparoscopic procedures that are now becoming more common in urologic cancers, particularly in prostate cancer.
And all those therapies you just mentioned are available at one location, right?
What makes Shands and the Genitourinary Oncology Program different is that they're all housed in a single clinic, and we can really individualize care in how we apply them.
And that's one unique aspect of the program, along with multidisciplinary care. You hear that term a lot, especially as it relates to academic medical centers. But what exactly does that mean to a patient?
That means more than just having surgeons on board in terms of approaching your care. We have access to excellence in radiation oncology, pathology, radiology, and medical oncology. The combination of all the practitioners is really what makes the difference for our clinical approach to managing these challenging cases.
Well, let's continue on that theme of what makes academic medicine unique for treating cancer. Tell us a little bit more about what your patients have access to here at Shands.
We have access to clinical trials. So in the highest risk cases and in settings where standard of care hasn't been established, we can offer clinical trials to help change the future practice of medicine. We're working nationally in cooperative clinical trials to advance the chances of cure in the highest risk patients and locally in the department to reduce side effects of treatment.
Now, patients diagnosed with cancer, Dr. Gilbert, many times they're in shock right after hearing the diagnosis. And even when they start their treatment regimen, it may be difficult for them to navigate through their pathway of care, even all the way past their treatment and into their follow-up care. You have to think that patients might feel a bit overwhelmed. How do you help patients with that?
There's a dedicated nurse coordinator that coordinates the pathway of the patient through the clinic from their first introduction through their clinical visit and their subsequent care. We also have an emphasis on recovery, post-therapy, survivorship care. And this is an area that's increasing in importance and is receiving some national attention as well. And there's a substantial effort at the University of Florida and at CHANS to integrate survivorship care. So cancer patients are just not treated for their cancers, but all of the consequences that subsequently arise following successful cancer therapy.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned survivorship care in your last response, that ongoing care, that follow-up care. It's so important for a successful outcome after cancer therapy. And a patient's referring or primary physician, I'm assuming, has to play a big part in that. How do you communicate back to the patient's physician?
This is part of the survivorship plan that is so important in establishing after successful cancer therapy. We provide a treatment summary, which includes the pathology report, what kinds of treatments were offered and administered for the patient, and a follow-up plan in terms of a survivorship plan, what kind of surveillance tests need to be done, when they need to be done. And this is all communicated with the referring physician so that there's a shared care model in place. So any time where there's a concern regarding an abnormality in a surveillance test, in an x-ray after their treatment, we're in contact with a primary care physician. And if a re-referral needs to be triggered, the patient can come back to CHANS and is integrated right back into the flow of care that they've received initially.
Okay, Dr. Gilbert, now for a more personal question. What attracted you to medicine and more specifically to urologic oncology?
The thing I find most rewarding is working with patients and families fighting against the challenge of a recent cancer diagnosis, seeing them never give up hope, and being part of their fight against their disease.
And it's nice to know that patients have a doctor who's willing to fight alongside them. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Gilbert, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank our listeners for tuning into this HealthCast. If you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment with Dr. Gilbert or one of his UF colleagues at CHANS, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. And if you'd like to reach Dr. Gilbert and his colleagues directly at the UF Genitourinary Oncology Clinic, call 352-265-8282. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall. Take care. Thank you for listening to Shan's HealthCast. CHANS Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to CHANS Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. CHANS Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. CHANS includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all CHANS hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and CHANS, the science of hope.